Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, this week's happy hour is the very first live happy hour taping at a Sexy Liberal Tour show in Seattle with Ron Reagan and Naveed Jamali. This is exciting.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait for you guys to hear this.
Yes, and those Seattle peeps, man, they brought their pictures from the last time I was in Seattle, which was years ago. Mm-hmm. I look the same, thanks to Plexiderm.
Yep.
Thank you, Plexiderm. Okay, I'm talking about all that stuff, right? Wrinkles, right? It's Photoshop in a little tube. All those things, under eye bags, crow's feet, wrinkles, what do you got? Plexiderm, boom, gone.
Gone.
Some lady there said, I used to look like her, you know, sister, and now I look like her granddaughter. What's up? What's up is Plexiderm, my friend.
Yeah.
I told her that.
Yeah.
I said that. Okay. Plexiderm, give you the confidence you need. I'm telling you, it lasts for hours. It goes on clear. No one even knows you're using it. It is like magic. Go to triplexiderm.com. Use my code VOICES for 50% off a full-size bottle of Plexiderm, plus an additional $10 off. That's right, 50% off, plus an extra 10 bucks off. Also available by calling 1-800-685-1292. Mention that code VOICES. Plexiderm, backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Triplexiderm.com. Type in VOICES. That's the code at checkout. Triplexiderm.com. The code is VOICES. Let's skedaddle to Seattle.
Are you ready to meet some more sexy liberals?
Yes!
Yeah! Oh, my God. You know him, MSNBC intelligence analyst, former FBI, Navy man, author of How to Catch a Russian Spy, Seattle's own Naveed Jamali! Well, it's always Fleet Week when Naveed is here.
All right.
Hello. All right. Well, you know, I know we all
think
about
him a shorter stool. What kind of weird? Here, take mine, please.
Here. You here? Sorry about that, Naveed.
Thank you for your service.
All right.
Said an actress to a bishop.
Right.
I.
This is great. I can look down on him. This is
yeah,
perfect.
Yeah.
Is this how it feels? I mean,
who's at the kids'
just
table?
See the top of your head?
Yeah, no. Yeah, so, well, no, no, no. That costs real money.
Is there a semen joke in here somewhere? Is that?
Yeah, there must be. Okay. I don't know. We live close to a port.
Sorry. They didn't send us stool samples. We're sorry. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I know we all feel better about coronavirus in that Mike Pence is praying for us, but I believed avowed atheist and not afraid to burn in hell, Ron Reagan Jr. does not.
By the way, I do know people are looking for a greeting in these harrowing times. I recommend
that is your main hello.
It's very self-serving, but.
Thank God Hal got the short stool. That's all I can say.
Hey, man, it's not how long it is. What you can do with it.
I was looking for backstage.
I've think, never
don't
needed
let me
more.
Get the white stool. Don't let me get the white
all
stool,
right.
I was thinking.
Ron, I do
yes.
bring it up because you are an avowed atheist, not afraid to burn in hell.
Right.
I have to ask what your first reaction was when they said they put Mike pray the gay away. You can't have new needles make baby Jesus cry. We're going to take money from AIDS and give it to reparative therapy in Indiana. That guy. That yeah, guy's in charge of the coronavirus.
Well, clearly we can pray the coronavirus away. Yeah. And I'm sure that Jesus laughs at babies in cages, too.
Yeah.
I know. I was like, oh, God. Wow, don't bring that up.
Jesus. Way to read the room babies, right away there, Ron. Yeah.
Babies in cages.
Why don't you just DJ the rest of the party and put on a song about a boat sinking? That's a great idea.
Naveed, the nice thing is when Malcolm Nance is not scaring me to shit, that's what you're here is to scare
that's
the
right.
shit out of me. As an intelligence analyst, you were telling me something backstage. Can you share?
Or
will you have to kill us? Mm-hmm.
No, so we've got all this humor. Now I've got to bring the crowd down. Is that where we're going?
No, you just
we're
have
gonna
to
go right into it.
The hard work is try to make it funny.
Well, the funny thing is, despite advances in science and medicine, mm-hmm. the mortality rate for humans is still 100%.
I don't know. Have you met Keith Richards?
Touché.
I mean, granted, you have to have your blood changed every 18 months.
But Naveed, you were talking about, it's not, it's, first of all, this is the thing we've been afraid of, right? We're like, this moron's president,
this thing?
And now there's some real
of
shit.
The nine
there's so many, right?
But right, we're like, this motherfucker is president, and it's the lying and the covering up and the silencing of experts and whistleblowers. So what were you saying? You were talking about the Department of Defense.
Right. So we have reporting that'll come out tomorrow for Newsweek that talks a little bit about the actual threat to this and how the rest of the government sees this as a threat. And the DOD is saying that they see this as a pandemic within 30 days. I mean, there's no mincing of words. And look, you know, for us, the thing that scares me the most and is not the coronavirus, but the tension that this puts on our infrastructure. And without a leader, you know, really directing these agencies, my goodness, it's not going to take much to really push things over the edge. And not if you're not scared enough, I mean, the big difference between here and China, especially with coronavirus, is look, their medical system is completely overtaxed, and that means the death rate there is 4%. Not being taxed here, not being overwhelmed, means that we have a survivability rate of over 99.5%. And that's a huge difference between having hospitals that you can go to and a place that you can't get care. And I think that's the part that scares me the most, especially with this lack of leadership. So I'm sorry that this sounds, I could hear a pin drop here. Mm-hmm. So I don't have any humorous thing to follow that up with, but look, it is something very real.
We should change this to the coronavirus comedy show.
Right.
Yeah, right. Can we go back to the stool?
Now,
I mean.
Yeah, right.
Frangela, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but because we happen to have a white supremacist president, and clearly there's going to be another Tuskegee experiment, and the black people are going to have to die first. I just thought.
Oh, yeah, you wish. No.
We're not those same black people.
No. That's not happening.
No.
Since this will be your last tour, I just thought I would ask you.
No. No, we're not going to put on our Sunday best and pray for you. We're going to fuck you up.
Yeah. Not today. We're not those
not
black
today.
People.
We're not those black
we're just
people.
Not wrong.
You didn't treat those black people right, now you got us.
Yes.
I don't know why people think we're nonviolent. I don't know how that rumor got started.
I'm going to go bite my ankles later.
Didn't you say today he's closing the border? It's not coming from Mexico, you fucking moron.
Yeah, no. Basically, Donald Trump's entire presidency is about turning this country into like a gated community and then shedding anybody who can't make their payment to the HOA. That's, I mean, that is the strategy. You know what I mean? Like, it is simply an act of snobbery. It's the kind of thing with a second-generation rich kid who managed to collapse his father's business and buys a bunch of curlicue furniture and has three trophy wives would do with a country.
Do you know what they say about Trump? You know what the big thing, the joke is, how do you make a small fortune?
Give it to Trump. Give a big fortune to Donald Trump.
Right, you start with a large one. And that's Donald Trump, I mean, right?
Yeah.
I mean, given him everything and he squandered it away.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you look at, literally, let's be honest. Fred Trump made money. He's kind of an awful human being. We'll put that aside. But he made money and had a functioning business. Donald Trump's business, the Trump Organization, has never had a single day in the black.
Trump University?
None of his
Trump
industries
steaks,
have
Trump
ever...
Trump Airlines?
He's never had a day of profit. There's never been a day where his company ran off the money it made yesterday. Not a day in 40 years.
Ron, go ahead.
Speaking of money, people always wonder about Vladimir Putin and what does he have on Donald Trump? And they think about the, you know, the pee-pee tape or something mm-hmm. like that, which, you know, who cares, really? But did you notice that Donald Trump couldn't borrow money from any American banks or mm-hmm. major right. banks for a long time back in the early 2000s? But Deutsche Bank ponied up for it. Deutsche Bank, mm-hmm. that was making a name for itself laundering money for Russian oligarchs at the time. Yep. And suddenly Donald Trump can find loans there. Well, who guaranteed those loans?
Yes. The money right. came from Russia. Right. Came from yeah. VBT. It exactly. didn't even come from Deutsche Bank did that because the money was coming from Russia. Yeah.
And Deutsche Bank had this weird thing. After 9/11, all these banks had to have this software installed that kept track of sketchy exchanges and where the money came from and anything. Remember all of us, like, if you need to move, you need to send 10 grand to anybody, you're going to expect to have somebody crawl up your ass with a flashlight. But Donald Trump, the Deutsche Bank software that was in charge of that was magically on the fritz for 10 years. Guess what happened in the middle of those 10 years? Donald Trump got $600 million from Deutsche Bank. Also, by the way, Vladimir Putin makes $140,000 a year U.S. and is worth $200 billion. So clearly the president only cares about corruption.
I don't want to make this about us, but it sounds like black people could maybe get home loans from Deutsche Bank.
Yes.
No.
Well, when President Warren is in charge...
I just got to make
yes.
some calls.
If you know
quick.
Some Russian oligarchs.
She has a plan for that. Ron,
guys,
I'm told you have a sense of presidential history. Now...
Who told you that?
What do you make of the fact that 38% of Americans say they will not buy Corona beer because of the Corona? Do we
Sounds
have the president
we
deserve?
Where do you think his 35% approval rate comes from?
Coincidence, right?
35% of the populace thinks that way, and the other 3% are too drunk to make rational decisions.
You can't tell me he didn't say that when he first heard about it. Put a lime on it, it'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But who
That's
are
why
they?
I don't drink. Rails of Adderall don't spread disease.
Who I'm still wondering, though, who are the 38, 40, 43% mm-hmm. who actually still approve of Donald Trump? No. At the beginning, you could think, well, they don't know him. You know, he's just the guy with the funny hair and he's loud, so they voted for him. But now we've had 3.5 years mm-hmm. or whatever
but
it is.
But is he clearly not in the middle of some fucking medical event?
Well, you would think, like, yeah. How do you not get this? How do you not see this? John Cleese, comedian, said something very funny. He said it's like sitting and watching professional wrestling with somebody and you suddenly realize they think it's real.
Oh, yeah.
You know? That's what Trump voters. How do you have a conversation?
I've always
with
said that the
like
press,
that?
The press, when they talk about how masterful he is with the public and all this kind of stuff, or how he really knows how to manipulate the press, I'm like, you're like a dog going, that guy fakes the throw, and every time I run to the other side of the yard, he's a genius. Trump, honestly, I feel like I'm standing. I feel like I'm on the subway and some dude has walked up to me and gone, dude, can I have $20? I totally can beat this guy at three card Monte. I've been watching what he's doing and I think I figured it out. Like, motherfucker, he made you win twice so you could...
Ron, I mean, one of the things is, you know, you take anyone who's African American, 99.99% of them in that voting booth, they're going to vote Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Take someone who's white. They're more likely to tell you, you know, who do you vote for? They're more likely to tell you if they're circumcised or not, whether who they voted for. And the reality is that you always have a percentage of people who say they don't like Trump, but when it comes to voting time, it's a totally different story.
I call those pit bull voters.
Yeah, that's right.
These are people who go, I don't care if he bites the wrong person occasionally, as long as he keeps biting the right people. That's what it is. 100%. They are either so afraid security-wise, they're so afraid of foreign terrorism, what have you, that they go, as long as he bites those people...
But you know how those sentences start off when you talk to someone who's a
hey, I'm not a racist.
Right, that's exactly... I don't like Trump.
Speaking of which.
But his immigration policy I approve of.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
how they start.
Yeah.
And it's those people 100% will vote for Trump, and they'll continue to vote for Trump.
Are you like me? Do you hate every fucking pundit? No, I hate everybody. Frangela, I gotta ask you.
Yes.
Don't listen, Rachel.
Some of the shit that Chris Matthews blurts out is, I'm just going to ask someone that's not an MSNBC analyst here. So, did you see he's interviewing Jamie Harrison live, who is the African-American opponent to Lindsey Graham, and they cut live to a Trump rally where Lindsey Graham is standing next to Tim Scott, who is an entirely different African-American.
No, he got kicked out. But I know y'all don't get the newsletter.
So. Literally says to Jamie Harrison, "Oh, so you're there with the guy you're running against?" And you can tell he hears in his ear, "Oh, fuck, Chris. Fuck, 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 Chris. Jesus Christ." It's like, oh, sorry, different guy, mistaken identity. Ha ha ha. Not so, fair enough.
It's like watching professional sports with Stephanie. Isn't he a hockey player? Oh no. Okay. God damn.
Guy Lafleur. Thank you. Vive la résistance. Oh.
Vive la résistance.
Pepe Le Pew. Thank you for that. Thanks for playing.
Pierre del Fuego. Poco Taco.
Naveed, okay, I got a question specifically for you and for all y'all. Anyone else like Russia the fuck out of our elections?
Yeah.
No, it's bad. I mean, it really is. And, you know, a lot of people focus on election interference. They think of changing votes. But you know what the biggest thing that Russia has is money. Mm-hmm. It's not just the ability to do things. Look, we talk about Facebook ads. We talk about, you know, Twitter things or Twitter bots. But the Facebook ads, let's just talk about a Facebook ad. That requires a buy. That requires a check. Someone's writing a check. Someone's depositing those funds. That money is coming from Russia.
Yeah.
How is it getting here? Where is it going to?
They took it in rubles last time.
Yeah,
literally,
that's
the accounting showed that they were paying for political ads on Facebook with fucking rubles.
It was
they didn't even go to the airport and go, look, okay, I'm planning this thing, okay? Look. Well, they can't know these are rubles, so what I need is some pounds.
Zuckerberg,
I don't give a
care.
Shit. Scottish pounds, give me that. Who cares? Nobody's looking at the Scots right now. You ready?
But Naveed, that's part of what they want to do is create chaos, because somebody, I think there was another expert on TV that was saying that you can't trace a lot of these small dollar donations. A lot of that money could be coming from Russia for whoever's campaign.
I mean, hello, Tulsi Gabbard. Where the fuck did she come from?
Right.
Angela, that was a heroic effort.
We tried.
A heroic effort.
We tried.
I don't know necessarily if there's any shenanigans in her campaign necessarily specifically, but the cult that she belongs to in Hawaii that's long been traced to like elevating her as a politician for years received something like $2.5 million in the middle of the night. Right before she started to run. Not her campaign, not that kind of stuff. Basically, the religion as a super PAC in Hawaii, and they've had $5 million added to it. They were basically cash broke the day before, and then as soon as she's going to run. And understand this, this doesn't necessarily even mean that she as a human being is being disingenuous.
That's right.
Or is lying about her position, or is an active agent of something.
Do white
people get to bank in the middle of the night? Because I've never heard of anything like that. You would tell us, right? Yeah.
All I know is those Nigerian prince emails I get are all like at 1 a.m. I'm just saying.
He needs help.
I feel like she is the Jill Stein of Susan Sarandon's myself. You see, Susan Sarandon wants to primary Nancy Pelosi.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, don't make me watch Thelma and Louise and root for the cliff again, because... That's not fair to Gina Davis. And
so I'm sure we all have our favorites here in terms of candidates.
Right.
I know. But are we all agreed that whoever it is, bologna sandwich,
absolutely.
Whoever it is.
This is very much a vote blue no matter who, like, army. Because it has to be. Because all, you know, I had somebody call into my show and literally go, you know, that vote blue no matter who, how is that not fascist? I mean, if I said, I'm voting red till I'm dead, you'd think the same thing and whatever. And I was like, okay, listen for a second, dude. The reason we're vote blue no matter who isn't a Democrat versus Republican thing. It's a Donald Trump is an existential threat to democracy thing. That shit didn't show up when Romney and McCain were running. That shit didn't show up when anybody else. It's specific to this guy because we all recognize that no matter who we put forward, if it was like... Short of Jared from Subway, there's almost nobody you could run that isn't...
He's polling well.
To be fair, Jared's turned his life around,
Hal.
Jared from Jared's he'll make okay him Surgeon now. General.
Right.
Look at all the well, be in charge he's of lost the all this weight. He's been treated very unfairly.
This primary cannot be over soon enough for me. I feel like Melania having to have sex with Trump. I'm just like, oh God. Please
just
let this
finish.
Be over soon.
Right.
That was so much quicker.
Be best if you finish soon.
Yeah, it'd be.
It's. No, I said, I will vote for a fucking bag of bolts. And then mm-hmm. someone's like, no, you said you would vote for a bag of mulch. Why do you hate the bag of mulch?
Why do you hate Home Depot? What's your problem?
Bag of mulch says he's a real progressive, but is he?
Right.
I hate everyone! Ron.
That's the spirit.
What the fuck?
Don't you guys
happened?
Feel motivated now? I
what
hate all pundits.
What the fuck
pundits?
Has happened to Ronald Reagan's party, to my dad and Goldwater's party? What do they do after Trump?
That's a very good question. They don't really exist. I haven't thought that the Republican Party was a legitimate political party for some years now, even predating Trump. Really, at about the time they decided to lie us into a war in Iraq, I thought, you know, you're done now. You're done. You're through. And then Trump comes along. They have a sort of hiatus of bad behavior. You know, when Obama's in office, they just sort of muck around behind the
well,
scenes.
Well, they dispersed it into anything. The Senate and House,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Frangela, but, don't you feel like it's going to be like Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome after?
Oh, God, yes. And let me tell you which Mad Max we're in. We're not even in them. You wish we were in the Beyond the Thunderdome.
Mm-hmm. That had rules.
That had, yes.
But my point is, it's just going to be us and Tina Turner saying, we need a lot of heroes.
Ain't we a pair?
We need a way home.
That's Fred Sanford.
It is not.
Know.
You're racist.
It's Fred.
You're racist.
Fucking Sanford.
It is racist.
Mad Max Road Fury, though, y'all. Okay. We're like, we need that person with the
guitar on
the
fire, guitar
in the front of the blind person.
Oh,
you know why Francis is racist. You know at the last Democratic convention. You know we were broadcasting live. What happened? Angela, what happened?
What happened? Y'all should know. What happened? I screamed magic at Kareem Jabbar, Abdul-Jabbar.
Racist.
Oh, wait a second. And we're getting on Chris Matthews now? A man with...
Let me tell you something. I feel for Chris. I have been where Chris has been as a black person.
It's not my fault everybody's shaving their goddamn heads now.
It's not the first time.
I thought
you
were Jeff Bezos the entire show. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, good for you.
We're down a billionaire. Are you getting in?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Angela, it's not the only time, though, is it? What did she think someone screamed at her the other day?
Uh-oh.
Francis. It's not the only time she has racist ears.
Okay, it was that guy, he said porch monkey. Oh, no, he didn't. Nobody says that. And that's like 150 years old for racists. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Seriously.
What he said was, do you want Chipotle?
That's different.
I swear I heard porch monkey. I got up, I was like, what?
And he was like, well, you don't? And we don't have to get it.
Watch your mouth!
Oh, these happy hours with a live audience are exhausting. My chiffon is wet. My wig is wet. My plexiderm is worn off. Let me just do a little pre-show touch-up.
Okay. Well,
this is why I go off stage in between the acts, so that I can reapply my plexiderm.
Well, before the meet and grow.
Yeah, because I don't get photo approval over those audience MFers taking photos.
Oh, nope. God, no.
I need to arm myself with plexiderm. Bunch of, it's like the Iowa caucus at every show. They don't, it's chaos. No one asks me, can I use this picture? It's bad lighting, mama. What do you think? No, it doesn't. Listen, I'm arming myself. Plexiderm is my defense against willy-nilly photography. I'm telling you, bags, wrinkles, under-eye, whatever you got. Under-eye bags, what do you got? It's gone.
Yep.
In just a few minutes, it is a clinically studied serum. Ain't no party. This ain't no disco. Mm-mm. This ain't no fooling around.
This is the real thing.
Yeah. Okay, Plexiderm gives you all the confidence you need. It lasts for hours, goes on clear. Go to triplexiderm.com right now. Use my code VOICES for 50% off a full-size bottle of Plexiderm, plus an additional $10 off. That's right, 50% off, plus an extra $10 off. This offer also available by calling 1-800-685-1292 and mentioning the code VOICES. Plexiderm, backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit triplexiderm.com. Use the code VOICES at checkout. That's triplexiderm.com. The code is VOICES. And now, back to the show. Showtime, jazz hands, spirit fingers. Naveed, we had Valerie Plame on the show Friday, who's, badass, running for Congress. But, you know, she was talking about, as an intelligence professional, I mean, it's Richard Grenell, who's like an internet troll, is in charge. I mean, how dangerous. I mean, aren't we in a national security crisis literally every day?
Mm-hmm. I mean, this started with Jared Kushner. I mean, the bar was set so low with Jared Kushner. Mm-hmm. By the way, Elizabeth Warren seems like the anti-Jared Kushner. Jared Kushner's every portfolio, and Elizabeth Warren has a plan for everything. I mean, it's a perfect parallel. But Jared Kushner set this expectation that, you know, you could just point anyone in that position as a reward. Mm-hmm. Grenell, I hate to admit it, but when I was on Fox years ago, I know.
Boom!
Hey, it happens.
Settle down. We have to start somewhere.
It's like spring break.
My parents still give me shit for it. My wife won't let me go back on Fox even today. Mm-hmm. But
does Jeanine's breath smell like gin all the time?
Oh, my God. I have so many stories. I can't tell them, though. I mean, can I tell you one Roger Stone story?
Yes.
All right. So years ago, as a young man, I'm in the green room at Fox News, and then walks in Roger Stone. Now, I had no idea who the fuck Roger Stone was. And he's sitting there, and we're watching Trump on TV, and I say, who the fuck is this guy? Like, why are the Republicans running this? And the green room gets quiet. And Roger Stone turns to me and goes, why? What's wrong with him? You don't think he's going to win? I'm like, there's no way he's going to win. And I'm looking at him, and I'm realizing that perhaps I shouldn't have said anything. And so I'm trying to backtrack to try to make it, because I have no idea who this guy is. Right about then, they come in, they mic him up, and they call him out. And he looks at me, and he says, you know, what's your name? And I say, Naveed Jamal. And he shakes my hand and walks off. And one of my good friends comes up to me and goes, do you know who that is? And I'm like, obviously I didn't know who the fuck that was, otherwise I wouldn't have said that. And he's like, that's Roger Stone, the guy with Richard Nixon tattooed on his back. So basically that kind of ended my Fox career. I ended up on MSNBC. But, you know, this was the days when Roger Stone was still a power maker, and it just showed you who Trump started with. And it gives you a day when you get to, you know, Grenell, and we get to these people who are Fox celebrities who are suddenly getting appointed in these positions, and they have no experience. Look, I love being a pundit. It's great. I love being on MSNBC. I love, you know, giving opinion. But that's not a job. It's not running an organization. It's not being a leader. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't put someone in charge of 17 intelligence agencies who's a goddamn Fox personality. I mean, I guess you can, but
it won't
what are
go
we expecting?
Well.
Right? It's not going to go
happening.
Well.
Spoiler.
Well, for the record, technically speaking, intelligence professional is an oxymoron in Trump administration. So
they
may not even know how to process the words.
He probably doesn't know the
it it must be when someone is like, sir, we need to appoint an intelligence professional to handle this. He must hear just.
But it's not just.
I can't hear you through the Adderall. Can you talk into my. What are these? Some people call it an ear. I'm going to call it an ear.
It's beautiful.
It's not just that.
I call them ears. Other people aren't smart enough to call these ears, but I call them ears.
It's not
I love
just
how
that he
invents words that already exist.
To intelligence, it's that everything he says is a lie, and we know it. I mean, just she's doing a great job. China's doing a great job. I'm just like, no, they're fucking not. House is the only one here that speaks Mandarin and can say we're fucked in Mandarin. Tell us, Tal. How do you say it? We are fucked on coronavirus.
That might be racist. I'm not sure.
Bushra. Kapama.
How do you say?
Nizai Nalia. Where? There are you. Okay, I couldn't see her. They're here.
Wait a minute. How do you say? How do you say? I'm gonna pay that bill in German.
I was just following orders. Right. It's just use Google Translate. It works every time.
Girl, we're gonna get a house.
I only.
Well. We were talking about, and then them opening relations with North Korea, you know, his other good buddy, Kim Jong-un.
Jesus.
And we were saying the first coronavirus case there, they just shot her.
Yeah.
So they're like, they're a horse doctor. But, yeah, we were saying.
In the last year and a half, Trump's been negotiating with Xi and Kim Jong-un at the same time, which is just this glad-handing horse shit.
During the process, though, he allowed China to normalize relations along their border with China. So they opened up trade and all this stuff. They have all these rich Chinese people buying apartments in North Korea on just the other side of the border. There's trucks going back and forth that they didn't know. That is directly why the North Koreans have coronavirus cases in their country right now. Like, even that has just led – it's that Rick Wilson thing. Like, everything Trump touches dies. It's fucked up. And we have not seen the end of this. By the way, whatever – we were saying this before, but whatever number China's giving you, multiply it by 10.
Totally wrong, yeah.
Totally a lie. They moved 300 propagandists into and started arresting everybody who was posting.
Can you imagine what it's like to work in the Trump administration? Just for a second. You know, think about the Soleimani strike.
The smell.
I mean, yeah, that too.
Just the smell. This weird
the clown stains on
yeah,
pillows.
Yeah, like
I mean,
Cheeto farts and this kind of odd metallic tinny insecticide kind of
the locust.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
the
sulfur.
Brimstone.
Right. Yeah.
So, Ron, what would Trump have to do?
Nice to meet you, Mr. President.
To finally
I'm going to bring us back from
yes.
this.
Yeah. Yes. Good luck. Good luck. We're all counting on you.
Hey, you don't like it when we get real.
What would Trump have to do to finally, I don't know, like, lose the party of Reagan? Would he have to, like, fuck a bald eagle on your dad's grave? Like, what?
That wouldn't do it.
What? I mean, he...
That wouldn't do
easy,
it.
Easy, easy. By the way, for those of you that are first experiencing Steph outside of her, you know, radio show and, you know, just seeing her on your computer, this is what happens when you don't allow someone to swear while they're talking about these kind of issues for 3 hours a day. Like, it all just pops out like this, like Tourette's from, you know, just like, I gotta fuck, this is so fucking fuck, but I can't say this is so fuck, fuckity fuck. So the minute she gets a chance, pow. I'm just saying, this is why I mean,
I tell you, Seattle, yeah. Cocksucker motherfuckers!
God, right.
Being able to curse here is like watching Bob Saget say nipple for me.
That's right, yeah.
It's like something I never get to do. Fuck, shit, fuck. I mean, like, on TV, they have a 7-second delay. Mm-hmm. So if you start to say, shh, that like that plug is
yeah,
pulled.
Right.
So how refreshing is it to just be like, fuck Trump? I mean, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so lovely.
Naveed actually came, when he came backstage while Hal was on, he heard Hal's story. He goes, can we swear? I'm like,
true story. True story.
Yeah.
Yes. Can I I got to say.
I call this the sexy liberal uncensored tour.
Yeah. There have been some highlights for me with Trump, right? In the White House, for Ana Navarro on CNN saying pussy 1,000 times.
Shithole.
Is what shit has hole, gotten right. me through, right? There was the Trumper lady. Did you ever see that? The Trumper. Grab it by the pussy. Grab it by the pussy. Yes, he's going to be president of the United States.
He got them shithole. Like, it's like we elected Seymour Butts.
And he's like, please, my children. The Trump lady's like, my children are watching. He's like, oh, so he can say pussy, but I can't say pussy in front of your children.
Meanwhile,
Mole Blitzer's like, oh my God, I think I'm stroking out.
We're going to have to leave it there.
It was so bad that when you're reading the captions on mute, you can hear pussy in that voice.
I mean,
it got so overwhelming. Yeah, I mean, like, and the news, they stuck onto shithole. It was so tiresome. We get it. Like, you don't need to keep saying it.
Yeah, right. But they liked it. You could tell they were like, finally, we can fucking say this stuff. You know, like,
somebody,
you get pissed up.
It's like, excuse me, sir, this is a Wendy's. I mean, there's no...
Yeah, right, right.
Somebody actually did a live.
Excuse me, I'm the president of Mexico. I can say whatever the fuck I want. We're not paying for that fucking wall, okay? We're not paying for it. Fuck you. And I'll have the chimichurri fries. Those are very spicy. This is not real Mexico.
Some anchor, I can't remember who it was, actually did a live on-air correction. They're like, I'm sorry. Rex Tillerson called the president a fucking moron. Not a moron.
I have a question for Ron. I'm also an atheist, and things are so bad.
What is that?
Do you find that you're having the same problem I am? I find myself saying things like, I'm going to pray for you.
You know, you can pray without praying to a god. You don't have to involve the supernatural in a
prayer.
But, like,
those words don't come out of my mouth normally.
No, not normally. No.
It's been horrible. Don't.
But is that the same thing as Southerners saying, bless your heart?
Yeah. Yes.
Pretty much.
Bless your heart.
We're all atheists, though. So. You know, you realize we're all atheists? How many people believe in Thor? Zeus? No.
Yeah,
one guy. Yeah. You don't believe in somebody else. Thousands of gods. You don't believe in most of them. an atheist, a real atheist, just goes, one Godfather. That's a, just one Godfather.
Ron, when people say, in particular, God made Trump president, don't you think, were they out of fucking locusts?
I well, there's that whole idea that he's this flawed leader, you know, this flawed guy. Like, and there are a few biblical characters that probably some of you know that I've forgotten, but, you know, who fill that he's going to bring it all together for us at the end, is what they're thinking. Yeah. The end times will be brought to us by Donald Trump.
Get raptured.
First of all, the super spreader in, which sounds so filthy, in South Korea, the woman who spread that disease to everybody else, they are making the measurements about whether how contagious this disease is based on how many people she spread it to, not recognizing the fact that she spread it on purpose because she's a member of a doomsday cult who believes the end times are coming. Dead serious. One of their health ministers is a member of this cult. They just found out because he got sick at the meeting she was at where she infected 60 other people. They're checking all 200,000 of these people right now in South Korea. That's a real affectation. And in terms of Trump and his religiosity and why the evangelicals are behind him, and it's very confusing for a lot of people who haven't. I grew up in the South, was around this shit all the time. He has tapped into the traveling preacher story, which is the I used to be in the wine and the women and the song. The demon cocaine had me by the testicles, dragging me from truck stop to truck stop, finding myself lying awake, empty inside, with a harlot laying upon me and another one waiting by the exit ramp. The next thing, every time I'd fill up with gas, I'd lure my soul into a pit of the devil himself. But I found Jesus, and I'll tell you some dirty stories right before I tell you how to find him, too. I'm dead serious. At my church when I was growing up in Peeksville, Kentucky, we had a little white Christian church in every sense of the word. And every 3 weeks, we'd have a traveling preacher come through and preach and tell a story or whatever. And about every fifth one would sleep with the preacher's wife, and then we'd rotate through somebody else. And it was just this regular country thing. And I'm not kidding, when Trump fills that gap for them, they look at the sinner who's found his way, and they get this like titillating story of filth and degradation, and pretend they didn't read it and you know, or watch porn. They're just like, oh, he had sex with her, and there was, they peed on him in a bed, and then, but Jesus, that's it. It is. I'm dead serious. They get to hear a dirty story, but they don't get in trouble for it.
Yeah.
That's exactly what this fucking guy is.
All I took from that is we're all going to die, so I'm going to need some super spreaders tonight.
Who's a super spreader?
Who's doing that for Mama?
I'll have the soup. Thanks.
That was a really good segue, by the way.
Hey, thanks. And as a non-atheist on the stage, that is a factor that I look at when I'm, you know, assessing the other people who bought into it and the ones who haven't, quite frankly. So that's a, you know, that's a major factor for me. Look how quiet the fucking room got.
Ron, right? Like, if there's no God, there's no devil, right? So the reason I know there's a God for me is because I've seen the devil. And the only thing that I can say I've infected people on is singing Baby Shark. And that, I know, is the devil. And I know
that
some of you who have kids and who have heard that song will leave here tonight and you'll suddenly start singing Baby Shark. And then you'll say, fuck Trump and fuck Naveed. Right. Because it is one of those things that stays with you. And I swear to God, it is probably somewhat worse than coronavirus. 8 and 10.
Yeah, mine's 8. My son's 8.
Yeah, it's like that perfect age of
totally. It's a
window.
Frangela, are you surprised that he did not put Paula White in charge of coronavirus, that the crazy church lady that speaks in tongues?
Paula White. I'm sure she's in charge of something equally important.
Yes.
They wouldn't waste talent like that.
No. No.
All right, can we have my fine American music before we go tonight? Give me my fine American music, Chris Lavoie, please. Thank you very much. Let's have some final thoughts. Naveed Jamali.
We're not all fucked. Only some of us, I guess. No, but generally we're not fucked.
It's the best we can do in a pandemic. Hal Sparks.
Take care of yourselves, take care of somebody else, and be a little more accepting of the people around you who get it wrong. You can have your villains, and that's fine, but the people who are a little off, sin means you need gentle correction, not to be turned around.
Ron Reagan Jr.
The only thing required for bad people, and a particular bad person to triumph, is for good people like us to sit on their hands when it comes time to get down there and vote. Vote. You gotta vote.
Unless you're just doing that to do the stranger. And then
Frangela, bring it home. Baby Jesus, take the wheel.
I'm going to say we need to stop being snowflakes and start being the fucking Borg.
Okay.
There are more of us. We are the fucking Borg. Go out there and vote as a group.
That's right. If I can do it, you can.
Say thank you, Seattle, for coming out tonight. If you can help us spread our sexy liberal gossip all around the country, go to Sexy Liberal Tour on Twitter, Sexy Liberal on Instagram, sexyliberal.com. Help us spread our sexy liberal gospel all over the country. Give to sexy liberal causes. And if we can shove it up Donald Trump's